Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, peace, liberation, freedom, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I am very heartfelt and thrilled and honored that we are joined by Renee King Sonnen in Texas. Renee is joining us via Skype in Texas, and Renee is the founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. Welcome, Renee, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you, Marlene. It's good to be here. It's been a minute.
Yes, it's been great. Our first interview was back in 2015, and so a lot has happened, and I would love to hear about your film, Rowdy Girl, your upcoming book, and all your work throughout all these years. Really great for you and your husband, Tommy. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's definitely been a whirlwind, and, you know, our life just kind of happened to, you know, to fit, you know, all the boxes, check all the boxes for a film and a book. What do you know?
Yes. Yeah, so can you give our listeners who might not be familiar with Rowdy Girl Sanctuary a quick little cap of what happened and how you became Rowdy Girl Sanctuary?
Oh, well, for those of you that don't know, I am in Texas, a former cattle rancher who went vegan on a cattle ranch in Angleton back in 2014, Halloween 2014. And prior to that, I was just like everybody else that I know in Texas, married to a cattle rancher. You know, I was certainly not vegan, never thinking about going vegan, you know, loving my cats and dogs and eating cows and chickens. And so what happened for me was I began to have a relationship with a calf named Rowdy Girl. My husband wanted me to get more involved in cattle ranching. And so in order to do that, he made a suggestion that I might want to purchase these couple of baby calves up the road that needed a mama. And he appealed to my heartstrings. I went and looked at them, and they were so cute. And one of them was Rowdy Girl. And I began to take care of these calves. Prior to that, I really wasn't interested in helping with the ranch. I was always doing my music. At that time, I was producing a Texas Women in Country Music showcase, and I was part-time in real estate. So I was doing my own thing, also yoga. And I, you know, didn't really have any interest in helping Tommy open gates or help him, you know, while he was baling hay or whatever he did with the cows. I had no interest whatsoever. But what happened was when I got these calves, I started taking care of them and I started bonding with Rowdy Girl. Bobo died like a week later. She had a failure to thrive disease and just died. What happened is these calves, sometimes when they're that young, they don't get the colostrum that they need, which is the first milk of the mama. And so that was the problem with Bobo. So anyway, I began to take care of Rowdy Girl, and one thing led to the other. And God, that was in 2009 or so, close to 2010. And 4 years later, I went vegan, but it took those 4 years for me to really wake up. You know, I didn't like what we were doing. I never liked it. But what do you do? That's what you do. A lot of people I know in the ranching industry don't like it. They do it because they don't know what else to do. So what happened for me is I finally got to a place in 2014 where I couldn't do it anymore. And it was an overwhelming moment, honestly. You know, when I would watch Tommy load the calves up and send them to the sale barn, I was not the type of person that could just walk away and look the other way and not have any feelings about it. I had lots of feelings about it, and I didn't like it. I cried. When the mamas cried, I cried. You know, to see the babies crying just tore me up. To watch the mamas chase the red trailer up the highway crying for their babies just devastated me. And I wasn't a vegan. I just was feeling these feelings. And a lot of people shove all those feelings down, or they just don't participate. They don't look at it. And so I began to ask lots of questions, and I began to do a lot of research. And what I began to see and find and discover about what we were doing was like, you know, something out of a horror movie. And I just couldn't hardly stand it after 4 years of doing all this research, watching slaughterhouse videos. I mean, just one thing after the other. I mean, I was trying my best to figure out how to do the wrong thing the right way. And there is no right way to do the wrong thing. It just doesn't exist. And so on October 31st, I went vegan at my mother-in-law's house. Instead of seeing, you know, a bowl of stew, you know, I saw chopped up dead animal bodies in a bowl. And, you know, when I said it out loud, when I said, you know, I can't eat that, and my mother-in-law says, why? I said, because it's got chopped up dead animal bodies in it, and I can't eat it. It was at that moment when I first saw meat as dead bodies. And I don't know what it was before in my mind. It was meat. It was stew meat. It was hamburger meat. It was steak. It was never, you know, a screaming mama cow that got hoisted up by her legs and turned into hamburger meat. You know, I didn't see the reality, because we're taught not to see the reality. That's the cognitive dissonance. That's the way we're wired in our society. We're not wired to see the truth about animal agriculture. We're wired to see pretty much the fantasy of, you know, the cow smiling on the carton of milk, you know, while we drink death. So anyway, it was at that moment that I slid down a rabbit hole, never to come out. That moment forward, I started raising all kind of cane and heck over here, and I wouldn't let my husband send the cows to the sale barn anymore. And when I say I wouldn't let him, I literally wouldn't let him. I mean, he was going to have to run me over if he was going to do it. I was as determined to block my husband from killing those animals as I've ever been in my life, because I knew if those animals went to their death on my watch after I went vegan, when I didn't even know I was going vegan, I knew that I would probably succumb to alcohol again. I don't think I could have lived with myself knowing what I finally awakened to, and that is the sentience of these precious beings. And so I was willing to go to any length to keep him from sending these animals to the sale barn, including, you know, even if it meant our marriage ending. And so that's pretty much what happened. And of course, he didn't ever send the animals to the sale barn. I ended up, well, you know, doing a fundraiser online, and I ended up buying my husband's cows from him. The vegan community rushed in and, you know, just really gravitated to my story, because my heart was real, raw, authentic, and all I knew is I could not ever participate in it again, and I wanted to buy my husband's cows. I wanted to start a sanctuary, and I didn't know what I was doing. And my husband thought I was crazy. But, you know, I was crazy in a good way. I was crazy in a way that has changed my life and made me right, you know, instead of living in a system where we're programmed to just participate in the most horrific violence. So now here we are, 10 years later, we became a sanctuary. Here we are. And Tommy's co-founder, yeah. And so Rowdy Girl, the documentary, is a reflection of our, you know, me and Tommy's dedication to the animals, to the sanctuary, to this movement, to transitioning, you know, our way of life from cattle ranching and inspiring others. I mean, it's all that.
Wonderful. Thank you, Renee.
Yes.
It's just amazing. You're amazing, Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. And so even helping with 4-H and FFA to be able to transition into the vegan care of animals. So thank you.
Yeah, it's been a real privilege to watch the kids and the families of animals that are bound for slaughter that they take care of in these programs. It's a real honor to see these families, you know, wake up, go vegan, yeah, and come and visit the animals that, you know, were just moments from being slaughtered. So it's a real powerful way to witness families with these animals choosing compassion. You know, Families Choosing Compassion is the name of the program. And, you know, the families still come here. They come and spend time with the animals. So, yeah, it's great.
Thank you, Renee, and to your team at Rowdy Girl Sanctuary.
You know, we're always at it. We're always at it. We never stop, you know, Marlene. And my vision at almost 67 years old is that everything we're building, all the structures we're building, all the book, the film, everything that we're doing here is going to way outlive us. My goal and my dream is that our legacy, Tommy and I, you know, lives way, way beyond us to see a vegan world. That's really, really my goal. And so, yeah.
Beautiful. And yes, indeed. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
Now we're going to have a little musical interlude, The Red Trail, written by Renee King Sonnen, founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. Quote, "The Red Trailer represents the anguish and redemption that I've experienced as a result of saving the herd that Tommy and I used to send to the sale barn. The original rowdy herd is free and will never know the misery and loss of their family members being sent off to auction. Tommy and I betrayed their trust time and time again. Because of our awakening, we now see the cows through the eyes of pure compassion. We no longer believe that we can say we love animals and then send them to a violent death. Enjoy this song of redemption. The Red Trailer is an icon of hope and proof. If cattle ranchers can go vegan, anyone can."
This is your vegan rancher's wife, and I wrote a song called The Red Trailer. And it is in a preliminary mode, but I thought I'd share with you what I have so far today. Called The Red Trailer. It's a good day, like any day. The wind's blowing, the sun is shining, and the red trailer's pulling in. There's Rowdy Girl wondering who's the next to go. Who's going next in the red trailer? Who's standing in line to go? Every time the babies leave, mama's crying every time the red trailer goes. There's little girl and mama panda running wailing loud. You can feel the panic in the air. Who's going next in the red trailer? Who's standing in line to go? Leaving their mama behind in the red trailer. It's different today. Nothing's the same. Compassion rains, love and light on the red trailer over there. Little Red, Tippy and Ruby, all of the cows are home, never ever more to go away.
And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. We'll be taking a short break. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. After this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Renee King Sonnen. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Let's continue our conversation with Renee King Sonnen, founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas. Just amazing, all the work that you've done with all the different programs through Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. And I look forward to your forthcoming book. I appreciate your transparency, that you share your intimate details, and that I believe that helps everybody. So thank you. And you are just so strong when I think about all the floods you've lived through and everything. But could you please share with our listeners some of your early days?
Well, thanks, Marlene, for asking me about that.
Yeah.
My mother was 16 when she got pregnant with me, and my daddy was 29. And my mother knew my dad because he was like a friend of the family, their family for a lot of years. And so anyway, that's a long story I don't want to go into right now, but it's in the book. What happened was this man that my mother knew from just because he was over at the house all the time when she was a kid, took advantage of her, and he raped her at a graveyard. That's where his former wife that committed suicide had just, she hadn't been dead long. And anyway, I was conceived is the point there. First time my mother ever had any type of relationship with a man. I'm conceived. And so all I know is my mother told me that my daddy beat her every day, almost every day that she was pregnant with me. And I came out fighting when I got old enough to knock my daddy into a wall, to push him into a toy box. When I got old enough, one time I almost killed him with a butcher knife when I was 8 because he was strangling my mom. When I got old enough to fight to try to keep my mama, you know, safe, because he was very violent. He was extremely violent. And my mother married this man, you know. Anyway, the long story short there is that's how I was wired. I was always wired to fight, you know, for the underdog. You know, the stories are pretty, yeah, they're just really graphic. It's all in the book. You know, so I came out, that's the beginning of my life. And then after my mom and daddy divorced when I was 10, finally, thank God, through a lot of blood and violence and cops and daddy going to, you know, an insane asylum and all that, it was, you know, I became a raging alcoholic and drug addict. That's what I did to cope. You know, I was alcoholic, drug addict growing up my whole life, and I tried a lot to get sober. It was really, really hard for me. I did the alcohol and drugs to just numb out so much pain. And, you know, I was myself sexually abused, not by my dad, but I'd been raped in my life because of my drinking, not remembering things, and multiple times. You know, and I'm sober now. I've been sober since January the 8th of 2013, by the grace of God. And I always say, if I can get through all of that, that I lived, the life I lived, and still be standing here, then anything else I'm doing is a piece of cake. I say that in the film. That's the exact line I say. Because I believe that. I believe that I've already lived the hard life. And I chose the road less traveled. I chose the road of sobriety. I chose the road of yoga and searching deep inside of me for that higher power, which I do have today. I'm very, very spiritual. I'm very God-centered, and I do everything in my life from that power. And the more that I surrender who and what I think I am, the more that power that animates us all is able to work. And I don't know how it works. I just know it works. And I just show up in the middle of it and I just become the arms, the legs, and the mouth of the power that created us all. That's what I do. And, you know, you can't have a bunch of fear and all that. You know, you can't have fear and be all intimidated and all of that if you are on a mission to liberate animals. You can't afford to be depressed. You can't afford to be, you know, all up and anxious and overwhelmed all the time. You got to be fearless, and you got to have a mission. You got to be able to see way, way ahead, way in the future. And so that's what I do. I don't sit around and get bogged down in all my troubles or the way it used to be. But I'll tell you, I have worked the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous unbelievably deep.
We're listening to Resonating to the Sound by Renee King Sonnen, a Country Eastern song.
I'm resonating to the sound of the spirit in the voice.
And we're going to be building a medical lab, a lab out there in an office so that we can, you know, take care of all of our cows here. So, and teach veterinarians how to take care of, you know, cows to the day they naturally die instead of treating them in food departments at these universities and other large animal vets. So we're really excited. We're on a cutting edge of building this medical treatment facility. We're in our third phase. And then the other thing, you know, is we have a rowdy club. And so the rowdy club, it consists of right now about 755 or so members. So anyway, there's that.
That's great. Thank you, Renee. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. And also much thanks to Tommy also.
Thank you so much, Marlene. It was a pleasure.
To the streams, to the sea, to the sound, to the sound.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. One can learn more about Rowdy Girl Sanctuary at rowdygirlsanctuary.org. Much appreciation to you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week. At the same time, you can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a lovely, peaceful, harmonious day.
Om Namah Shivaya.